Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out when you get a chance, for using it to your advantage. And I appreciate that very much. And I think when you get there, you will appreciate it, too. One of the things you'll find when you get there is a lot of good information that our good friend Gerald Celente has deposited with us over the years, especially if you want to get your envelope pushed a little bit, if you want to get your comfort zone sort of rattled a little bit. Gerald can do that. Gerald Celente is our Trends Tracker in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Trends 2000, among other books, and he's our good friend. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always good to have you back. What envelopes have you been pushing lately, Gerald?
Well, you know, one of the big ones, and this is a real entrepreneurial bonanza, is PC to TV. And this is something that's not making a lot of news. You know how we've heard how the Internet has really hurt newspaper sales, circulation, and advertising?
Yep.
Well, you haven't seen anything yet, because newspapers still have a niche in the sense that, you know, picking up a newspaper and reading it is a lot more comfortable and more efficient than reading from a PC screen. Well, the media, the networks, don't have that advantage. And very shortly, they're going to have competition from the World Wide Web. And right now we see with the new Xbox developments, the Apple TV, but these are only in the early stages. Very shortly, within 2 to 5 years, you're going to be able to see everything on your PC screen on your TV screen. And that's going to put the big guys out of business, and that's why they're not talking about it.
When you say the big guys, which big guys are you talking about?
ABC, CBS, the whole alphabet.
The broadcast or the cable, too?
Oh, yeah, because they produce junk. They're junk dealers.
I have to admit, Gerald, I have one of the premium satellite channels for television. I've got 100 and how many, you know, who knows how many channels I have available. And how many times do we sit there and there's nothing to watch?
Exactly.
You're exactly right.
And look at the news they put out. This is mind porn. I mean, let's not forget, you know, they spent, a month and a half on Anna Nicole Smith?
Everything is not breaking news.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind porn. These are clowns.
I agree with
you. So anyway, what's going to happen, and by the way, our New Trends Journal, we talk a lot about this, with the domain names to look for now, and this is the entrepreneurial bonanza, are .TVs. Remember the days when the dot-coms and a lot of big companies didn't get them?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's happening now with .TV. So that's something to really look at as far as a small play, but a fun play.
So you're saying that I'll be able, there are a lot of people out there producing things on the Internet that I'll be able to tap into, and that I won't just be, if I can get online through my TV, I can get to my to anybody out there who's online.
Exactly. You'll be able to turn on the TV and watch Jim Blasingame.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
That's a scary thought for a lot of people, but I see your point. That's what I live for.
and it's going to knock the socks off these clowns, because the only reason that ABC, CBS, NBC, Katy, Brian, and Matt, and all these demi-stars out there are out there is because they control distribution.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able, as long as we have net neutrality, and we have that little window of opportunity now, this is the time to cash in on it. It's going to be huge. On other things that we're looking at, gold. You know, I've been talking about gold.
Forever.
Right. In 2001, in December of 2001, we said gold has bottomed out. And it did. And we've been calling gold shots continually. Today, gold's at 688 an ounce.
But it's down from where it was, isn't it?
Well, not really. It hit the high of 730. It'll hit the all-time high of 875. I believe it was January 20th, 1980, because I bought it on that day.
Why is gold where it is when inflation is really not a problem?
Now, here's the thing, and this is the big one.
Isn't gold typically tied to inflation?
Partially. Here's the big thing to watch. It's the dollar. The dollar right now is almost against all-time lows against the euros. When they brought the euro on in 2002, and I was there for it to happen, it was 86 cents to buy one euro.
Yep.
Now it's about $1.35.
I was there in 03 or 04, and it was on par.
Okay, so now it's $1.30 something, about $1.35 and change.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's the deal. The Fed is caught in a rate trap. If they raise interest rates to protect the dollar, they cause a very severe recession in the U.S. If they keep interest rates where they are, we continue to bleed at the level that we are, in the sense that this economy is declining. Real wages, 70, this is a Federal Reserve number. 10% of the population took in 70% of all the money last year. So there's a recession going on for about 80% of the population.
How do you, Rich, Gerald, I'm having a little trouble agreeing with you on that because, I mean, we're sitting here with 4.4% unemployment. We've got 2 million jobs going wanting. Our economy, I don't see the bad part of the economy like you do.
Well, we call it a plantation economy. You're correct about the jobs. Again, these are Federal Reserve data. Top 10% of income earners in the U.S. own 70% of the wealth. So you have job creation, but people aren't. Here, another data. 4 out of 10 workers are saying they're living paycheck to paycheck. Which I don't know what gasoline is.
But are they living paycheck to paycheck because they're not making enough, or are they living paycheck to paycheck because they have too much credit and they bought too much stuff?
Combination. Oh, definitely. Yeah, we're borrowers and
I have
vendors.
We have to take a break in a second, and when we come back, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk about that when we come back. Give us your website, please.
Trend Alert. Just go to trendalert.com, trendalert.com, and you'll find us.
And folks, the book Trends 2000 was written in the 20th century, but you'll be amazed at how many things that he wrote about in the 90s have come to pass and are come to pass, even though he and I disagree on a few things from time to time. 20 after, Gerald Celente and I will be right back. Stay with us.
They say there's always
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend, Mr. Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, the guy who is the trends tracker of the world and not a futurist. He won't let me call him a futurist. He says he's a trends tracker, but he's a pretty darn good guy to talk to about what's going to happen in the future. One thing, though, I was taking issue with you, Gerald, as we went to the break. One of the things that I really have to push back on folks when they talk about this poor, the poor young people who they can't seem to survive on one income. Why can't we get back to letting these people make enough money so they can live on one income? Well, you know what? These young people have the same problem our government has. They spend more than they make. And not just young people, but old people too, and Rich. I mean, Gerald. When I think about this, I think about when I was in my 20s with a couple of young children. We had one car. We didn't have a VCR. We didn't belong to a country club. We didn't take fancy vacations. We were trying to get our home started, so we could we were taking investing in our home and things like that. If you took the young people today, who I believe make more money than I made than people in my generation made in the 70s, let's say. The kids today make more money, and including inflation, than we did. If you took away all their stuff, two or three big car payments and all the stuff, they could live on what they make too.
Look, I agree with you, and what we don't do is say what's right or wrong or good or bad. We just look at the data.
But you translated that to call it a bad economy, and that's
not
right.
Disagree with no, and here, well, here's the, well, here's some more of the data. A college grad today is making 3.1% less than they did in 2002. Median household income, half above, half below. It's below 1999 levels. So, I mean, these are real numbers. But I was talking about the Fed being caught in a rate trap. They can't raise rates because they slow down the economy. They keep rates where they are. The economy's it's sliding down. We know the real estate problems. And if they lower interest rates, because this all goes back into why gold is going up, if they lower interest rates, you're going to see a dollar crash. So that's, and by the way, that's what we are most concerned about in all the economic trends we're looking at is a dollar crash. And we advise everybody to really start following it closely.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the global economy? How do you think the global economy is doing good? A number of people that I read who I think know what they're talking about says the global economy is picking up.
The global economy is doing fine, but you remember that old saying, when America sneezes, the rest of the world catches cold?
Yep.
I still believe it, because we still consume, although we're 5% of the world population, we consume over 20% of all the
imports.
We've
got the largest economy, and we're more than double the next largest economy.
Exactly. You know, so we slow down, they're going to feel it too, and especially China. But anyway, gold is the play, we believe, and we don't give investment advice, but we believe that gold has the potential, and we can tell you the scenario. Right now it's about 688. When it breaks over 700 and stays over that, or maybe around 750, the next stop is past its all-time high of 875, from 875 to over 1,000, and then pullbacks back and forth. But watch for dollar
crisis. You think gold will go to over 1,000?
Yes, we do.
Never been there in the history of mankind.
Nope. We think it's going to happen. And again, it's all based on a dollar. The dollar's in big trouble. You know, Jim, you know the data. How much China is holding in foreign reserve,
yeah,
and all the other countries, and the debt level the United States has. Our debt level, and you mentioned part of it, private debt, public debt, and corporate debt, is 200 times the GDP, which is worse than it was during the Great Depression.
Let me ask you a question. I've got a couple of minutes left. As a small business owner, you're a small business owner like I am, and like our audience is, what would be your advice to them right now?
My mantra is, don't let your quality down. And that's what's killed this country in so many ways, particularly these big companies. If they could save a 16th of a cent, they'll do it and bring down quality. Head toward the place, follow the money. Again, the Federal Reserve data is real. So the places that are making money, it's affordable sophistication. Things that people could afford at a low price point. Panera Bread, Starbucks. Why do they do well? Because you go in there, whether or not, you know, you could argue about the quality of their product. Most people believe it's a higher quality product in a nicer environment, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. Anything having to do with small farming, micro farms, all those artisanal products, anything of high quality is where it's going to go.
About saving people time? I believe people are valuing their time more than their money today. What do you think?
Well, no, because people will work themselves to death. They say one thing, but they do another. The other thing is health care. Anything having to do with health, fitness, nutrition, spiritual, emotional, or physical, you got to put your money on it, because this is a very, very unhealthy country. It's only going to get worse.
Is there anything good that you see out there, Gerald?
Yes. We believe that America is Renaissance ready. And the thing that's holding it back, in my humble opinion, is the lack of art in this culture. And you've been to Italy. I don't have to tell you. You go to Florence, Italy, then get in your car and get on the California freeway and go to a shopping mall.
Yeah.
Art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit, and it was the Medicis, the rich, that brought the art together.
And you think we're poised for another Renaissance?
Exactly.
Gerald, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us that website again, please.
Trendalert.com, trendalert.com.
We'll get you back again real soon. Thanks, Gerald,
for being here. Bye-bye.
Good job today. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called Trends 2000. I think it's still available out there. Quick break. Right back with Jory Clark. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.